It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing, Josh, on this Monday morning?
Thawing out. It was chilly this weekend.
Chilly, yeah. Yesterday's high temperature was like 28 degrees. That was about it. 25 as we speak, so.
Yeah, we had that wind.
What's that?
Had that wind. And
yes.
Yeah,
it wasn't very nice. Had a few snow flurries. But I drove over to Benson for a concert yesterday, and there was flurries in the air. But that was about it for snow. Get a little bit south of here down around Canby. They had a little bit more.
Yeah, what I thought was snow on Saturday, what I thought was snow on Saturday was chaff.
Oh, there's a lot of that, corn. Too. But this was snow. We were
you know, at. And you guys are, everybody's, you're welcome. Because Saturday I put my lawnmower away, my lawn furniture away. I got out my snowblower. I got out my snow plow for my four-wheeler. Got out my snow shovels. It didn't snow. When you're ready for it, it doesn't happen.
That's right.
So
kind of like wash your car and then it'll rain, that kind of a thing.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Exactly.
So
you're welcome, everybody.
Thank you very much. I knew somebody was responsible. Now I know. Well, it's Veterans Day coming up tomorrow, Josh.
Tomorrow. Today is a massive, massive celebration. It is the 250th Marine Corps birthday.
All right. Congratulations to the Marines.
Happy birthday to the Marines. I texted every Marine I know in my cell phone, happy birthday to them. And there are going to be some wild parties, put on by the Marines throughout the country.
Hoorah or whatever.
Yeah. Hoorah.
Hoorah. That's
hoorah
it. Yeah, doing
there.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So happy birthday, United States Marine Corps. You joined the ranks of the United States Army, celebrated theirs earlier this year, as did the United States Navy, and now the Marine Corps.
There you go.
So happy birthday to the Marines. And because it's Veterans Day week, we are celebrating all veterans. I am not spotlighting any particular veteran this
right.
week.
We okay. are so,
spotlighting.
Saluting them all.
Saluting all veterans.
Now, there are some other people that are saluting veterans with some discounts and specials. Things. You went through all those.
I went through all that
last week.
In
the paper.
To make sure I put it in the newspaper so people knew beforehand what they can take advantage of.
Right.
So there's a limited menu at Applebee's available on November 11th, Buffalo Wild Wings, free boneless wings and fries, got a show ID, Caribou Coffee, free small cup of coffee, Casey's General Store, any size complimentary coffee or fountain drink, Dollar General, veterans, active duty military, National Guard, Reserve, and their immediate family members, 20% off November 10th through the 13th on qualifying in-store purchases. The Grand Theater in town here, free admission today.
That's
for
right.
veterans.
Right. We've got a couple of good movies.
Yep. With ID. You got to show ID.
Actually, we'll just take their word for it.
All right.
If they don't happen to have an ID. Veterans are honest people.
Honor system.
They are.
All right. Yeah, that's good. Hy-Vee, they got one in Watertown, one in Marshall, free breakfast from 6 to 10 a.m. on Veterans Day. Little Caesar's Pizza, I try and get this one every year. It's a free hot and ready lunch combo between 11 and 2.
You're making me hungry.
It's a four-piece deep dish pepperoni pizza. Mm. It's a Pepsi product. I always try and get that one every year. You know, it's can't go wrong with a greasy pizza for
that's right.
for free, you know.
A free pizza.
Madison Study Club, Jody Dolly and spoke to me on this. Once again, offering free coffee or pop to veterans. Free drink coupon is redeemable at Pantry, Madison Mercantile, or Detoys. Coupons will be available at the Veterans Day program, which is tomorrow at the elementary school.
At 10:30?
Yep. If the veteran didn't receive their coupon at the program, the businesses will have one available if needed. Coupon will be honored the week of November 11th through the 16th. So we appreciate your service. The Redland Art Center, Terry Redland Art Center. I try and get this one every year. On November 11th, complimentary print is available as a gift to from the Redland family to all servicemen and women who are able to physically visit the Redland Art Center in Watertown. They will not be able to mail prints or give prints to family members of veterans unable to visit in person. So you can get a free print at the Terry Redland Art Center, or you can get a discounted small print, which I do every year, and I've decorated my office and living room with those prints. Runnings, a discount on Veterans Day, including during Customer Appreciation Day in February, Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Veterans Day. Valid ID is required, and I believe it's a 10% discount. Starbucks coffee, they got one in Marshall, Wilmer, Watertown. Free tall 12-ounce hot or cold brewed coffee for veterans, military service members, military spouses. Target, 10% military discount through November 11th to all active duty military personnel, veterans, and families. Can be used on two separate transactions, in-store or online. Tractor Supply Company, they got one in Watertown, and they got one in Painesville, too. Active duty military veterans and dependents get a 10% discount on November 11th. Heroes must complete a Hometown Heroes verification process through their Neighbors Club to receive the discount. And Walgreens, November 8th through the 11th, veterans, families receive 20% off regular price eligible in-store items at any Walgreens or Duane Reade drugstore nationwide. And I always caveat this list with, make sure you check with the location to verify participation in these nationally advertised promotions. So just because I say it's in, I say it's going on doesn't mean they're actually doing it, because these are nationally promoted, national promotions, so certain stores may or may not be participating in these.
I think most of them probably are, but like you say, it's a good idea to call ahead.
Yep, call ahead, or just make sure before you make any purchases or order anything that they are, you know, participating in that promotion. So, but the, this that was in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard last week, so it's available for people to use and use and take advantage of this week. This week's article, though, is
from Social Security increase.
Social Security is announcing a 2.8% benefit increase for 2026. The Social Security Administration put out a press release on October 24th announcing that the annual COLA, cost of living adjustment, for 2026 will be a 2.8% increase on Social Security retirement benefits. On average, Social Security retirement benefits will increase by about $56 a month starting in January. Over the last decade, COLA increases has averaged about 3.1%. The COLA for last year was 2.5%, so now it's a 2.8%. So the reason we're talking about Social Security increases is the Department of Veterans Affairs also follows the Social Security cost of living adjustment. Veterans benefits will also see a 2.8% benefit increase for 2026. The VA hasn't published those benefit amounts yet, but I just wanted to let veterans know that veterans and surviving spouses and other family members receiving benefits, that there'll be a slight increase starting on their January 1 payments. So.
All right. But it sounds like, I'm sure in the news this morning, sounds like the government shutdown is going to be resolved here shortly.
Huh.
They took a vote, and they're making some progress.
Good for them.
Hopefully that'll be done.
Good for them. It's too bad that they can't function like local government can.
That's right. Get along.
Yes.
Yes. Be nice. We'll try it. They should try it sometime.
Absolutely.
All right.
A little kindness. An old Glenn Campbell song.
Goes a long way.
That's right.
Be kind. Well, are you in the office this week?
You know what? I have a lot going on this week. Tomorrow we're closed because of Veterans Day.
I think the courthouse is closed.
Right, all of county offices are closed on Veterans Day, as well as, I'm sure, post office and banks
and a few other places.
Government offices, yep. But I'm speaking in Cottonwood at Lakeview School this year. So I'll be down there. Their program starts at 9:30. So I got to get up early for that.
Yes.
And then Friday, I have a leadership retreat that starts on Friday in the city, so I won't be in the office then. But I'm going to be in and out of the office all this week for meetings and goings-on, so it's always better to call just to make sure I'm around. And you can call my office at 598-3445.
Okay. If they just want to stop in and say hi, they can do that, too?
They can do that, but, you know, I always post on my whiteboard when I'm going to be in and out.
Good idea to call ahead if it's important business.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, thank you, and thank you for your service as well.
Well, thank you.
As we head into this Veterans Day.
And thank your daughter for her service.
I will do that. And, yeah, look.
She's still a major, right?
Major, yep. Okay. And, let's see, what is it? Oh, tomorrow, the Veterans Day program, again, at 10:30, will be broadcast here on the radio.
Yeah,
so if they can't make it in person.
I'm sorry. I kind of wanted to hear Sam Montaigne speak.
Well, it'll be on our podcast afterwards.
Okay,
we'll record it and put it up. So if you
good.
Yep, Sam Montaigne, the speaker, and should be a good program. So 10:30 tomorrow. All right, Josh, appreciate it, and you have a good week. We'll see you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer with Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92. It's 9:26.